Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Michael Cohen, this is 1320 WILS. Well, Father's Day is now less than a week away. In fact, it is next Sunday. And while you're considering if you should buy your dad something other than another tie or golf club, it's also a time to reflect about the role of fathers, especially for those who are in the midst of raising kids right now. Jennifer Kuntz has been a teacher and a lawyer and is now a mother, and the author of the book When Your Centerpiece is Made of Play-Doh and the Dog Has Eaten Your Crayons, A Mother's Perspective on Parenting. Jennifer, thank you very much for joining us on WILS this evening.
Thank you for having me.
Now, even though your book is about how moms see things, we will be talking about what kind of a role dads are now playing. But I do need to ask you, are you saying that dogs usually prefer eating crayons rather than Play-Doh?
Well, I can't speak for every dog. We have a little pug, and she thinks everything's food. She's not picky about it.
I see. Well, she probably has some good digestion. So let me ask you about this role that dads are now playing. It seems as though it's absolutely been revolutionized in just a generation. Is it fair to say that in many cases, fathers are now just as maternal as mothers are?
I hope so. I hope that's where we're headed in this country. I think they have it in them. And I feel very strongly that dads should be given the opportunity to parent just as much as moms do. Sometimes moms kind of take over a little bit, and we step in, and then sometimes we forget to step out.
Now, you say it's a good thing, although is a dad's role, should it be somewhat different than that of a mother?
Not really. Not in my opinion. No, not really. I think it should be about modeling respect and kindness. I think it should be about teaching consistency, especially where discipline is concerned. I think now more than ever, there has to be a team kind of spirit within the family, or the family has a hard time dealing with the complicated world that we live in.
Well, tell me, is there anything you think first-time dads don't really understand when it comes to the role as fathers and that you'd like to tell them to maybe make their lives and lives of their wives a little more manageable?
New dads usually are kind of scared. I was just with one recently, and he loved his little girl, but I could tell that he was afraid to hold her, and I understood that. Dads don't tend to have had much background with babies, so they're intimidating. But I guess I would like dads to know that you got to get in there and you have to practice, and it's okay to make mistakes because we moms do it every single day. Parenting takes practice. So don't think that you're going to be able to hold your baby or even your child as they get older and avoid any kind of noise that the child is going to make. Children make noise, whether it's crying, whining, fussing, whatever. But get in there and try and practice. And if you do something wrong, your child's going to let you know that it's wrong. Mm-hmm. And the good thing about it is that you've got tomorrow to practice, too.
I'm talking to Jennifer Kuntz. She is the author of the new book, When Your Centerpiece is Made of Play-Doh and the Dog Has Eaten Your Crayons, A Mother's Perspective on Parenting. So what kind of a role do you see a dad and a new father playing as a mother is spending time with a newborn baby? What kind of things should he be focused on to make everything better for everyone?
I think you're referring to a brand new dad?
Yeah, let's talk about the first year or so. Obviously, the mother is spending a lot of time with the baby. She's breastfeeding the baby. What kind of things should daddy be focused on?
I think that daddy should be focused on not just with newborns, but as the children get older, being able to do as much as they can possibly do, which includes diaper changing, includes inventorying supplies. That's a big part of what moms do. Checking on what we need to get, just anticipating the needs of the child just as much as mom does. Don't sit and wait for somebody to tell you what needs to be done. Look and see what could be done. What could you do to help out?
Mm-hmm.
I talk a lot about tag team parenting, which I think is so important, and it's really hard to achieve. What I mean by that is when one parent needs a break, the other's there to step in. That's, to me, that's the ultimate in parenting. When you can have a seamless transfer between caregivers, then you have good parenting.
And what about dads who, look, they work all day? Maybe the mother's not working, let's say, in a situation like that. I mean, sometimes they may feel they come home and right away the child's handed to them. How are they supposed to manage that, and what kind of responsibility should they be taking after a day in the office?
I think it's really important to set some ground rules for how it's going to be when dad walks in the door. Sometimes dad could use a few minutes of just downtime, alone time. That's what we have in our house. We don't approach dad for 10 minutes after he gets home from work, and then he's ready to start in and play. But I also have to say at this point that I think it's really important. You are on deck once you get home, and I hope that dad can have a little bit of downtime when he gets home. But when it's time to jump in, it's time to jump in. And dads really need to know what's happened prior to that, especially with regard to discipline. What's the backstory of what's happened? Are there any punishments that have been doled out? I don't really like the way I phrased that, but They need to know the backstory.
Essentially you're saying work is a team, so you have a common front. But when it comes to the title of your book, A Mother's Perspective on Parenting, what would you say is one of the greatest lessons that you've come away with, having been a mother now, having raised a child, that you think new mothers really are either not anticipating or maybe should know along the way to encourage them in the process?
You ask really good questions. I'm very impressed with your questions. I think one of the things that I've learned is that there is no such thing as a parenting expert. And we are all dealing with shades of the same issues. They just pop up at different times. And in addition to that, try to seek out the wisdom of not only those around you, you know, parents who have been where you're going, but also grandparents, senior citizens love to talk about parenting, and they have some real wisdom to share. I'm all for the books. Believe me, of course, I wrote a book. I'm all for the books. But I'm also for observing people and not being shy about talking to people about what they're going through also.
Well, what do you think, though, about a perspective of a grandparent who's grew up in a very different way, most likely a much harsher childhood than the one he's seeing his grandchild going through? What do you think that kind of knowledge and insight gives a parent?
You mean when a grandpa maybe starts out, well, back in my day.
Certainly, or he sees the challenges that father's dealing with, and he says, well, we fixed it very simply. We said no, or, you know, whatever it is they did back then.
I went to a local diner many times while I was writing this book, and I just would stop at a table and tell the people sitting there, if they were senior citizens, that I'm writing a book on parenting, and I was just wondering if they would talk to me and tell me what is the most important thing to teach a child. I didn't ask them what their childhood was like, because then I would have gotten the answer, back in my day.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ask somebody of the older generation what is the most important thing to teach a child, you get a really interesting answer. The answer that I got almost all the time was respect. Respect for oneself, respect for one's parents, respect for teachers. And I'm a big believer in that, too. I write about that a lot. I think we just
have 30 seconds left, but I do. That's very key. But tell me, what would you say is the one thing that can really instill respect, since there's a sense that many times that respect isn't there nowadays?
We have to show our kids respect if we expect them to, in turn, respect us. We have to listen and look at them when they speak, not push them away. We have to take the time to listen to their point of view. We don't have to agree with it necessarily, but we need to listen to them and model kindness also.
Makes sense. Jennifer Kuntz, author of the book, When Your Centerpiece is Made of Play-Doh and the Dog is Eating Your Crayons, A Mother's Perspective on Parenting. Jennifer, thank you very much for joining us on WYLS.
My pleasure. Thank you for the great questions.
Absolutely. We'll be right back. Michael Cohen, 1320 WYLS.